goodsuccess.com.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to learn from you again today. And Lord, I pray that today you will be blessed indeed, in Jesus' name. Amen. The topic remains the fail-proof success secret of 2025. It's been a wonderful time, a whole 150 episodes since we started the Good Success Podcast, at least the ones I've been counting. I don't know if I've missed any count, but it's been about 150 episodes. And today, it's our family get-together also. For everyone who is on Telegram, we can have a special time where we actually talk, get to meet each other once again, and to discuss what God has done for us since the beginning of this year up to this moment. So that's exactly what's going to happen today. However, God still has something in stock for us today that he wants to share with you. And God wants to tell us what the fail-proof success secret is. What is the fail-proof success secret of 2025? There is a scriptural law. There's a law of God that never fails. It's never failed. It doesn't fail, and it will never fail. And that's what we'll be reviewing today, just before the family get together. So today, get ready to be blessed. If you missed last week's episode, make sure you check the website, and I'm sure God is going to visit today, in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's get started. The topic remains the fail-proof success for 2025, and God wants you and I to actually understand that it's possible to apply a particular law, just one law, that is the universal law of success. I don't know how many laws of success you've ever heard about before, but this law I'm going to share today is the universal law that brings success no matter what. It brings success even in the desert. It brings success in the rainforest. It brings success everywhere, every time. And it doesn't matter who applies it. In fact, it applies to believers and unbelievers alike. So as children of God, we can't be missing this blessing that God has ordained for us because we are not applying this law to our lives. Praise God. So, it's called the law of giving and receiving. I'm sure some people are like, okay, I've been hearing this all my life, but it is the perfect universal law that guarantees success in any area of life. It applies everywhere. Spiritual life, your physical life, your body, your business, your career. It's a law that applies everywhere. I know when we talk about giving and receiving, sowing and reaping, what comes to most Christians' mind is their money. Or maybe there's going to be giving, or we're going to be sowing some seed. No way. You're not sowing any seed at the secret flow. You're not sowing any seed. You're not giving any offering. But I want us to understand this law from the perspective of God, not from the perspective of your church, not from the perspective of your friends, not from the perspective that you have always had about giving and receiving. Every time we hear about giving and receiving, for most people, their heart begins to beat fast because they think about, oh, somebody wants to take something from my pocket. Again, no. This is not what this is all about today. You're going to see how this is the law that really guarantees success. And you will see how all of us apply this law, whether we like it or not. Because right now, where you are, where I am, I'm breathing. I am practically engaging in the law of giving and receiving. I'm breathing out carbon dioxide and I'm breathing in oxygen. The plants around us, the trees around us, they are breathing in carbon dioxide and breathing out oxygen. So there is an exchange. And if I refuse to give my carbon dioxide, the plants also will refuse to give me oxygen. So God has designed this very world we live in, this very life we live in. He has designed it to function on the law of giving and receiving. That's why when you look at every endeavor in life, whether your business, your career, everything has been functioning on giving and receiving. Remember when you went to school, spent all those years learning how to read and write and learning physics or biology or whatever it is you studied. Those were your giving times. Those were your sowing times. Now, maybe you got a job, or we are trusting God for a job. We are actually trusting God for the harvest of those years of planting, those years of sowing, those years of you putting in all your hard work. Those were the sowing years. Now you're expecting an harvest. Or if you're already in business or you are already in your career, then the harvest is coming. So we can see that everything is built around that. Even giving birth to a child is all about sowing and reaping. That baby was a seed inside the mother's womb, and then it came out as an harvest, and everybody rejoices. The only challenge is that everybody celebrates the harvest. Nobody seems to look at the seed or the seed time when the stress is done, when everybody plans and, you know, you put in all your effort. That's not attractive. However, it is very important. That's why Paul wrote that Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. There is a reason why God made it so. There's a reason why Jesus said so. He didn't say, it's more blessed to receive than to give, because naturally when you look at it, if I plant a seed of corn, what do I expect in return? For example, maize, corn. If you plant one, from one cob that comes out, you're probably going to get about 300 to 500 seeds in that one cob. And you only sowed one seed. So naturally we'll say it's more blessed to receive than to give. But God's mathematics is always not the mathematics of men. That's why he said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Because every time you give, the harvest that is coming cannot be compared with the seed that you sowed. You can't even see the seed that was sown into the womb of a woman. It cannot be seen by physical eyes. However, when the harvest comes, everybody can see. That is why it's more blessed to give. If you sow a seed of corn and then you are getting about 300 to 500 in return, that's why the Bible talks about it's more blessed to give than to receive, to sow than to reap. However, in the mathematics of men, they want to make you feel like every time you sow, you are losing something. That's why the people of the world will say you are giving back to society, because they feel you are losing. But actually, the truth is that the more you give, the more you receive. And I want us to actually apply to every area of life. And I will bring it more to our career, to our success. That success you've been expecting. The secret behind it will be giving. What do you expect? Give towards that direction. I remember when I was looking for the perfect fit for me in marriage, it was all about me. Of course, I didn't know that was what was happening, because every of my prayer was, God, is this the right person? Is this the right person? And then one day God told me, he said, are you the right person for all these people you're actually looking at? Which was a game changer for me. And then God even went ahead to say, that one person you're expecting, whatever you think you're going to do for this person to make her happy, do it for all the sisters around you. You want to give to that person that you have not met, then begin to be nice to everybody. Begin to be nice to all the sisters. Because when you give in that direction, you will reap back in that direction. And when I will reap back, it wasn't even among all those people I was given to. But God knows how to repay when you give. Are you trusting God for business breakthroughs? Then the secret is giving. Give more value. I was reading a book yesterday. It's a secular book. It's not a Christian book. And everything that book was about giving. Are you a business person and then maybe something is supposed to be sold for $20 or 20 naira, whatever the currency, and you also give them the value of $20, I can almost guarantee that they will not come back after a while, because it looks like, why am I wasting my time? The true way to do business is for you to make sure you give more to them than what they are giving to you. And then more and more people will come and give to you. That is the true secret. That means you are giving more value. More value. So for example, if you are selling a product, whatever the product is, let's say the normal price of the product is $20, and then you give them the value of $20. Let me explain what that means. It's just like you and I meeting together and I said, I have $1 for you. And then you also said, I have $1. Let's exchange it. Of course, people around us will feel like, are you guys okay? Is there anything wrong with you? Why? Because I'm giving to you the same thing you are giving back to me. But the whole story will become interesting if I tell you I will give you $5 back if you give me $1 back. Then everybody pays attention. That's exactly how to succeed in business. Give them more value. than they are actually paying for. And then they will be stuck. They will never want to leave. More value. When I started doing that, everything began to change for me. Then I began to get more value back from clients. That's the mathematics of God. Now, I've been wishing that, oh, people will be able to pay me a certain amount of money every month. Then God revealed to me through reading books and all that if I provide more value than what these people are actually expecting, then they will be happy to give more in return. So I started applying it, and trust me, it started working. It worked like fire. I gave back more than they were giving back to me, or more than what they were expecting, at least. So let's say we've all agreed this is what I'm going to give. Then before we finish the conversation, I tell them, I will also give you this. Because I know you are going to need this, I also give you this. They never expected that. They were not expecting it. Then I give them like 1, 2, 3, 4 things. They just said, okay, you know what? I'm interested. I'm going to pay. Now, the discussion shifts from negotiation of whatever the amount is to, okay, I'm ready now. Because they know that the other values I'm giving, they were not even expecting it. But I am willing to give them back in return, giving them more of those values. So look at that area of life. Where do you want success in 2025? The secret is the law of giving and receiving, the law of sowing and reaping. And remember that every time you are giving, if you understand and remember that there will be more coming back, then you will give with joy. Whether you are giving financially to bless people's lives, or you are giving value to them. More of us, most times we focus on the financial thing we want to give to people, but I can almost guarantee that most times, that's not what many people around us need. People are going to need it, but what happens when they collect it? They finish it. What if you can give more value to these people by showing them the secret to getting this thing themselves? What do you think is going to happen in return? They will be more blessed. And then you can even take them from your list of those who disturb you every time. So, what does the Bible actually say about this? And before we go to that, and even as we are wrapping up, because today is family day, like we said, we need to understand that this is the law, the universal law of success in every area of life. I want us to take a minute right now and look at that area of life you really want to change. Then ask yourself, what can I give more in this area? Don't even think about receiving. What can I give more? What more value can I give to people in this area? Business, I've explained that. Your career, where you're working, if you are giving them the same value of what they are paying you, then it's easier for them to fire you. But if you can give more value, things that they don't even know you can do, and you're able to provide it, then it's difficult. That's why in some places, have you ever heard that testimony before, where somebody will give a testimony that they are actually firing people in my company because they can't afford to pay everybody? And then some other people, they promote them at the same time. Do you know why? Those people, they provide some certain values that they can't let them go. In fact, instead of them going, they are like, okay, before this person thinks we may fire him, let's promote him. Because they can't let them go. They provide more value. In marriage, let's look at how we can provide more value to the lives of our spouses. And that marriage becomes even sweeter. As parents, how can I provide more value to my children? As children, how can I provide more value to my parents? As friends, how can I provide more value to my friends? And you will see all those relationships being strengthened. Why do relationships end? Because one party feels like the other party is not providing more value. So what should I do in return? I should provide more value. Business, more value. We should just sit down and think. If you think you can provide more value in that area, then you start thinking about some other area. There must be an area where you are so blessed and gifted by God to provide more value. Let's look at what the Bible actually says. Genesis 8:22. It says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and then the other ones, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night, shall not cease. This is the law of God. Remember, we've been dealing with laws. This is a law, a universal law that works for everyone, because it is the law of God. It is the nature of God himself to give. That's why it's so much of his nature that he had to give his own son so that we may be saved. So We must understand that this is a law that cannot fail. Remember, the Bible says that as long as the day and night does not fail, it said, my covenant will not fail. This is also a covenant of God. He said, it will not fail. So if you give, the only anomaly is for you not to receive. If you see your business as giving, then you want to give more. The only secret to succeeding and expanding business is look for more people to be a blessing to. And for some of us, you are not yet giving free things to people in your business or in your career. You better start looking at it. In your business, what free thing can you give to people? Or what value? Because if you say free, you may think it's not value. Every business owner, every mentor, every person I'm looking up to or I'm learning from, they give so much value for free. And then they just do little business and that business covers for maybe 1,000 more people. So instead of looking for how to serve 1,000 people for them to pay and get stressed, they give things to millions of people. And then maybe they only serve 5 people for a year. Imagine somebody whose consultancy fee is like $250,000 of maybe 2 hours or something. There are people charged like that. Consultancy for one person, $250,000. So how many people would they have served? That's somebody's 2 year salary. Or some people's 10 year salary in certain parts of the world. Somebody charges that in about 1 to 2 hours. And that's it. Because it's given so much free, people seem as more valuable. Let's look at our lives, in my environment, where I live, where I stay. What value am I actually bringing to the people around me? Proverbs 11:24-25 says, there is one who scatters, yet increases more. There is one who withholds more than is right, but leads to poverty. The generous soul will be made rich. It's a must for that soul to be made rich. He who scatters will also be watered himself. See, we may just print this verse and paste it on our wall and take God at his word. In warfare, God, he said, he who scatters shall increase more. Look at how you can scatter more in this year 2025. Give more financially. Give more of your time. And remember, it's not just about in church or giving to the work of God. The kingdom of God is not limited to the confines of the church. In fact, the effect is felt outside of the church. So when we say kingdom advancement, let's not just limit it to the church. Okay, I'm serving in a unit and all that. You are going to do that. That is your home. But outside is where the effect is felt. Can people really see you and see Christ and see how you bring value in the marketplace? So as we do that in church, let's also know that we are doing this in the marketplace. So let's read this verse over and over again. Proverbs 11:24-25. There is one who scatters, yet increases more. In your business, know that the secret is scattering more to more people. If you sell only $1 and $1, and if you can serve 1 million people, that automatically makes you a millionaire. Or if you can provide more value, that, okay, the value instead of $1 is now $1,000. All you need to do is serve 1,000 people. So, more and more and more, you will see how the value just increases. All we need to do is make ourselves more valuable and provide more value. Then Luke 6:38 says, give and it shall be given unto you. Jesus is the one that said this. He says, give, it will be given to you. Now he's now explaining the blessedness of giving. He says, good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, will be put into your own personal account. The same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. He's saying, if you only sow one seed, whatever the blessing, the maximum blessing that can come from a seed, maybe it's 100-fold. He said, that's what you're going to get. But imagine if you can sow 100 seed, then 100-fold in 6 places. That's 10,000% in 6 places. Do the calculation. So, 2 Corinthians 9:6, it says, this I say unto you, you sow sparingly, we also reap sparingly. So that means if I only serve one person per time, I will only get the benefit that comes from one person per time. If I'm only a blessing to one person per time, I will only get that blessing. If I'm only doing business with one person per time, I will only get the blessing that comes from one person per time. So what shall I do? The wisdom of God teaches us that I must multiply how many people I'm able to serve per time. That's the wisdom of God. You are giving. See your service as giving. See when you give money directly to people as giving. See when you give love to people as giving. See when you give your time to people as giving. Everything is about giving. And it hinges around that. If you do it bountifully, it says it will come back bountifully. And it's not saying that if you give one, it will come as one. If you give 100, it will come as 100. No. That's not the law of sowing and reaping. The law of sowing and reaping says the harvest will always come back more than the giving. And you know why Jesus also says it's more blessed? Because what comes back as a result of giving is more than the kind of seed you sow. Remember the Bible says that he who remembers the poor, that God will make his bed in sickness. Which means if your bed is being made in sickness by God, even the touch of God alone will bring the healing. Says he who remembers the poor lends unto God. Somebody says that if I dish unto God and he dishes back to me, he said, I would rather dish more back to God because I know that the shovel of God is bigger than mine. If I give my son spoons, now we give them the small spoons in the house, but I always use a bigger spoon. If I want to carry a load, I will give them smaller loads because that's who they are. I'll take the bigger one. So imagine God. If you give God that little gift, when he's giving back, even if he gives you one, it's like a million of whatever you have given. And not only that, all the blessings that money cannot buy, that whatever you have given cannot buy. Then Acts 20:35, more blessed to give than to receive. 2 Corinthians 9:7, it says, God loves a cheerful giver. Imagine if you are doing your career without cheerfulness. What does God say? He didn't say only when you give in his kingdom, like in church. Everywhere you find yourself, you are an ambassador of Christ. You are bringing the kingdom of God everywhere. So whatever you are giving at that time, you are only saying this is how Jesus will have done it. Because you are his ambassador. And that's why he says whatever you do, do it in the name of Jesus. That means you are representing Jesus. You are saying this is what Jesus will do. Remember when Peter prayed for that man, he says, Jesus the Christ heals you. He didn't say in the name of Jesus. He's saying, I'm standing here as Jesus. And I'm saying that Jesus heals you. And that man was healed. So everything we are doing, everywhere we find ourselves, is Jesus. We are only saying Jesus is the one here. Jesus is the one doing this. Because that's the only way you can do everything in the name of Jesus. You are representing him. So we are doing that. And remembering that we are doing it cheerfully. Your business, cheerfully. How many of us love going to some business places because we know that whoever tends to us there will make us laugh, will make us happy. You'll just be happy going there. Even if you don't want to buy anything, you're just going to be playing around. I've seen that before. People just hang around that person because he's just a happy person. And when they hang around, if his biscuit is selling, they will be hungry, they will buy. And they're still hanging around. After a while, they want to buy a drink. Proverbs 11:25, that's the last one we're going to look at today. It says, the generous soul. Remember, I didn't say the generous hand. Generous soul. We will be made rich. We have abundance. He who waters will also be watered himself. So, let's plan for 2025. How are we going to water other people? How are we going to be a blessing to other people? How are we going to be that carrier of God's grace to other people? That carrier of God's blessing to other people? That when people see us, they will be like, oh, okay, this is who God is. This is what Christ is. In Antioch, they saw the Christians, they said, oh, these people are behaving like Jesus. Maybe they will heal other people, they will give to the poor, they will do all that. Remember, the giving to the poor was part of Jesus' agenda. And that's why everybody, when Jesus told Judas what we want to do, go and do, they thought he wanted to give to the poor because it was a normal thing. So in our personal life in 2025, as we give in business, as we give in career, we also give in financially, that's directly from our own resources. And we see how God will expand us. Even if you don't know any other thing about 2025, if you don't have any other prophecy, if you apply these principles, I can guarantee by the faithfulness of God that you will surely prosper in 2025. Every time you want to do something, just ask yourself, am I really giving this as Jesus would give? Remember, it's more blessed to give than to receive. They are not paying you well in that job, but still give because it's more blessed to give than to receive. Have you not seen employees that are richer than employers? Because they are doing it with joy. And then God is blessing them in every way. Opportunities are opening up. Favor is opening up. Nobody is getting sick. Whatever you have, if your family members are getting sick every time, that money will just be going. It is the easiest way to lose money. But God just preserves you. No sickness. Those are the benefits that come from giving and receiving. So see everything you do from today as giving and receiving. That when you give, you are going to reap something back in return. And I pray that God blesses all of us in Jesus' name. See you next week. I remain ever blessed. And I'm saying Happy New Year in advance in Jesus' name. Bye, everyone.
TheGoodSuccess.com